What I'm going to share with you this morning is a continuation of this treasure in jars of clay. We are gathered here today to glorify God and receive from God. Now, the Word of God is quick and powerful. That means it's alive, and it causes things to happen whenever it's spoken. I believe that when we preach, witness, talk the Word of God, the Holy Spirit working with that Word goes into a life and makes it alive in that life. And it can be for salvation, it can be for healing, it can be for deliverance, it can be for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, it can be for direction. We need to expect the Word of God to do that. So then, let me get into this morning, and I'm going to read two scriptures to you at the very outset, and then we're going to give an introduction. Our text for the message is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 7. The whole chapter is our context, but verse number 7 is our text. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And now I'm going to give you another scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it is Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said to the Corinthians, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Treasure in jars of clay. We live in a time when people are searching for answers. They're looking for hope, and they're looking to people oftentimes. And friends, when they ask us why we have this confidence in God and why we believe that we're going to be okay, that God's going to take care of us, that is an opportunity to witness. The Bible tells us that we are to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. In other words, we are not to be asleep at the wheel. As we are going through life, we need to be ready. We need to be able to give an answer for the hope that lies in us, because there is a treasure in us. There's a treasure in each and every believer that the world without Christ does not possess, and it is that precious Holy Spirit. It is God in you and I that is this treasure. And I could call it a treasure of hope, because it really is. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, brings us hope, does He not? How many of you remember where you were before you were saved? I like that chorus that says, "I was an empty place, a hopeless case." You know, that's where I was without Christ. I remember that, and I am reminded of that often. "Jim, without me, you can do nothing." And so I go back to sharing my faith with people. I remind myself, be careful not to impress them with your knowledge and with your works and with your deeds. Remember to give the glory to God, because He's the one who done it all anyway. You just were a vessel that He used to do His work. And beloved, if I can just be that vessel, that treasure is His. That treasure is Him. If I can just be that vessel, that jar of clay. And as I've said to you before, I believe, and this is my interpretation, the reason that Paul used jars of clay is that jars of clay can be broken. He didn't put it in a treasure chest and lock it up. He put it in a jar of clay, and that jar of clay is to be broken so the treasure can spill out. So as we go through life, and we are in life's crucible, and the pressures are applied, and we break. Yes, we break. It's okay. Let the treasure spill out. Let people see that our dependence is on God and not on ourselves. Let them hear us call out to God. Let them hear us praise God. Let them hear us confess that without Him, we can do nothing. He is the one. And that brings glory to God. We have hope. Paul begins chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians with this statement, verse 1. "Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. The King James Version, I believe, says, we do not lose hope. And that's the reason that Paul's talking about the jar of clay. He said, I've got a reason that I have this hope. And then at the very end of the chapter, he concludes with this, therefore, we do not lose heart. We do not lose hope. So then we need to realize that we have this hope in us and we can encourage people with it because there's a treasure in you and I.